ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामी इति नाम्ने नमस्ते श्री सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदि सतारिणी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण, थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग फॉर टुडेज क्लास एंड विल बी doing the summary for first canto 6th chapter, and the title is conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva, and we'll recite the invocation verses together.
Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaivam narotamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jaya udirayat अष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
सो आई वॉन्ट टू अपोलोजाइज फॉर माई नॉट बीइंग प्रिपेर्ड प्रॉपरली। आई जस्ट केम टू नो ऑन थर्सडे आफ्टर प्रभु सेंड द ईमेल आई केम टू नो दैट इट वॉज माई क्लास, सो आई रियली अपोलोजाइज फॉर दैट।
So,
no, he sent it on Thursday only.
No, long time back he sent schedule.
Yeah, schedule only. Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah.
Sent the
reminder.
At least the weekly
mails are helping the presenter. At least they will check who is presenting. Is it me?
You know how poor I am in climbing.
So the sixth chapter, like according to Burijan Prabhu's, it's been divided into three sections. Then first from verse 1 to 19. It's Vyasadeva inquiring into Narada Muni's past life, the previous life. And from 20 to 27, it's Lord instructing Narada and Narada Muni following those instructions. And also until he leaves his body. And from 28 to 38, it's how Narada Muni got his spiritual body and how he attained the perfection. So that's the like high level sections. And we will go to... So we'll cover the first section, that which I covered in the regular class. So from 1 to 4, it was about Vyasadeva inquiring about Narada Muni's life. So do any one of you remember like what all questions he asked? Like 3 or 4 questions he just inquired.
He said, what did you do after...
So he asked like... Yeah, he asked like, what did you do after initiation?
Yeah.
And also like how Narada Muni could remember, because it was in his previous life, previous kalpa. So how do you remember all those things when he was explained? And also like, those are things. So from the first one was like, these are all, mainly I picked up the points based on the Prabhupada purport. So these are all the highlighted points from purport. So first one was like, Vyasadeva was very anxious to know what Narada did after the initiation, because he was a disciple of Narada Muni. So it's very natural to be anxious to follow in the footsteps of his guru. So that's why he wanted to follow in Narada's footsteps, and he wanted to attain the same stage what Narada Muni attained, and in this just one life. So that's why Vyasadeva wanted to follow in the footsteps. That's the one that was he was curious to know. And also the essential, the quality of disciple is to inquire, like Tadvidi Pranipatena, Pariprasnena Sevaya. So in that, Prabhupada mentions about, it's particularly mentioned about Saddharma Pracha. Like Pracha means inquiry, and Saddharma is about pure devotional service. So he says, Prabhupada says, it's a very essential quality to make the progressive path towards the devotional service. So that one of the point. And Prabhupada mentions like how Narada Muni can transfer from this the son of a maid servant to a spiritual body and just within that one life. So Prabhupada mentions basically we have to be very, like, make a note, like, how the transformation was possible just in that one lifetime. And the next one is about the spiritual consciousness. And it's mentioned that, like, it's compared to spirit soul, like how the spirit soul doesn't get devastated, or it's not distracted. Same way, even the spiritual consciousness, whatever we cultivate during our lifetime, it doesn't get distracted. So it carries over. Even the body changes, but the consciousness. So for us, like, the take-home point is whatever effort we can put in this life to make that consciousness, everything is about consciousness, how pure about. So we should think, like, how to cultivate more about, like, in spiritual activity. So our consciousness, when we leave our body, our consciousness will be in that state. So those are all, like, the main highlighted points in that section. And the next section, it's between verse 5 to 10. That's about how Narada Muni was captured by his mother's affection. And that was the only asset he had. There was nothing, because he completely dependent on his mother. So in that, Prabhupada mentions, like how everyone is, like, it's not, like, independent. In this material world, everything is controlled by modes. At every point, we are being controlled by the reactions of what we do, or actions or something. Reactions, we are always controlled. And we are not, any given point of time, we are not the controller of anything. We are always being controlled by something or the other. So in that, I think in the regular class, I told, like, how even our own family members, kids, or even our wife or husband, we take it for granted, like, we are being controlled, like, we are being controlling them. But that's not true. It's in the, like, a top level view, it's like we are being controlled, and we are just being in that illusion that we are the controller. And the next one is reversals in life, like how to handle. That's application point. Like, maybe some of us have already been through some of the really major reversals, and people who have not gone through the major reversal, they have to go through. So how do we take that? So, and Prabhupada says, if we always depending on the Lord, then it will increase our faith. If you take that reversal to increase our faith in Krishna consciousness, that's how we should be taking. And that's what Narada Muni did, because he was just 5 years old, and since he heard from the sages, so he already had that spiritual impetus. So that's why he was able to get over that reversal, and he could attain the spiritual life. So Prabhupada very clearly mentions that's one of the main application point for all of us. And also any reversal that's been arranged by the Lord, it's not that. And Prabhupada says that it's just to take the sincere soul towards the Lord. That's how he puts all these blocks on the path. So it's up to us whether we can take it in a positive way or negative way. Like, oh, Lord did this, then I'm not going to believe or trust. Like, you can become atheistic or theistic. And in one nice example, I think that Gaura Gopal Prabhu, in one of the SSR class he was giving, in Bombay when they had that earthquake, somewhere near Bombay. So that time, they visited, after the earthquake, they visited the site. And most of the people, they became atheistic, thinking, oh, we have not done anything wrong. Compared to city people, we are not doing anything wrong. But how come still Lord did this for us? So they became atheistic. But in the other way, same way, few people, they started depending more on the Lord. And also, how did, when Narada Muni's mother passed away, he took it as a benediction. And he was just 5 years old, how can he take it as a benediction? Because he had the knowledge, because he had served the sages, and he had got the knowledge from the sages. So that's the reason he could take it as a benediction, not as the like a reversal or on the path. So the next section is about Prabhupada mentioned about like a traveling mendicant or Parivijakacharya. So in that Prabhupada mentions like how the each creation, it's been designed such a way that it repeats each kalpa or each creation, the material, the things. For example, Prabhupada mentions about agriculture, industries, and some businesses, everything he mentions. It was already there when Narada Muni was there, when he traveled through all the forests, agriculture, everything. It was there, the same type of setup. So Prabhupada mentions there is no need to do the research. And he actually says about archaeology, he says they are wasting their time doing all those excavation or whatever they are trying to do, because it will repeat and it's already there. So history is there, so they don't have to go and check like is it something new it happened. So Prabhupada says it's a waste of time, and instead of that, people should be like, they should inquire about the necessities of life, like the vital necessities of life, like about self, not about like dinosaurs. We hear so much time, right? So much of time and energy, like they find something, some bone, then they spend so much time like just to check. And also Narada Muni, when he went through all those phases, like he traveled through forest, industries, everything, even he was just a 5-year-old, he didn't stop and to check out, oh, this, maybe I can stay here, I can make some money. He was just 5-year-old. He didn't get attracted to any of those things. And the Prabhupada says, because he already had that knowledge from the sages, so he didn't get attached to anything. He just went through for like to the forest. And also the main thing in that purport was about how we once travel, like alone, basically all the, and Prabhupada gave example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like going through the forest. And that gives us faith in God, like we start depending on the Lord's mercy, we'll not try to make our own arrangements. And it's because we are complete. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went through the forest and he could convert all the, like tigers, animals and all. And also on the path, we can enlighten inhabitants, like who are people around, we can also, and that's what Narada Muni did. And also the main Rompad Maharaj mentions about like the detachment, how it will facilitate our detachment when we depends on the Lord's mercy. Naturally, we are all like, we have attachment, like material propensity. It's very easy for every one of us to get attached to something. So that depending on the Lord and traveling through like that stage, it creates a detachment. And in that, we get detached from material things and get attached to Krishna, because we are completely at the mercy of the Lord. And also, Prabhupada Maharaj says, like detachment means it's not like being neglectful or something. It's being even more responsible. And Maharaj says, like Vaishnava is even more responsible. Not detachment means I don't care anything or I don't worry about anything. It's even more responsible when it comes to spiritual duties. And the next the section is about how Lord appeared before Narada Muni. And in this, the main points I could gather was about like when Narada Muni started meditating on the Lord, so he appeared. And Lord appeared because he followed a process which was given by the sages. So it should be always, it should be authoritative or should be given in the scriptures. We should never do anything whimsically. And that's why Prabhupada mentions that Narada Muni, and it's a trained, with our own intelligence, it's always, since we are all imperfect senses, so we cannot have that. So it says, Prabhupada says, it's always, Narada Muni can do it because he had the trained intelligence. And he got it through the sages, he was trained. And it's for us, when we follow like the spiritual master, when we take initiation and all, when we do the service or when we follow under their instructions, we'll also get the intelligence, not our own intelligence. We cannot do with our own endeavor. So the next section was, this is Balaram Leela Prabhu covered. It's about how Lord instructs Narada and Narada Muni following those instructions until his death. So the first point is, it's between 20 to 22, and it's Lord instructing Narada Muni. And in this, the Lord appeared only by his causeless mercy. So we can pursue Lord only by his mercy. With our own endeavor, it's never possible. And in this, it's been discussed about, like in the particular purport, about modes and all, like how different modes, passion, ignorance. And about Narada Muni, Prabhupada mentioned it was just a special gift for him. No one had that opportunity. And because Prabhupada says, even the mode of goodness, that's it's not under the transcendent, plane of transcendence. So Prabhupada says it's not possible in prohibitionary stage of regulative devotional service. And which was because just causeless mercy of the Lord, that's why Narada Muni can pursue the Lord. And also the other point was about how we can get personal touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that can be done only on the transcendental platform, which is devoid of all three modes, whether it's mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. And also Prabhupada mentions like how even the start of our devotional service, it starts when we are free from passion and ignorance. That's even the starting point of devotional service. It's not even in Guru, that's the starting. So, and it's about, Prabhupada mentions how Narada Muni, even after he went to the forest and he got realized, he didn't stay at one place. And because of his, to save the other living entities, he started traveling. He didn't stay in forest. And Prabhupada mentions also like how for all of us, we don't have to go to forest to get enlightened. We can just be in a temple, and we have all, and like practically Prabhupada has provided all the facilities for preaching, for our own self, personal cultivation, it's already there. So he says the best transcendental environment is the temple. And as the Balram Lila Prabhu last week, he explained nicely about law of satiation. So anything we do on the material platform, it has an end at some point of time. We get frustrated. But when it comes to the spiritual transcendental activities, it's never, no end. So it's always the anchoring, it increases. If you start doing any service, it keeps increasing. There is no end for the service. And I thought this may be people may have the misconception what does it mean for anchoring for Krishna? So in that Prabhupada mentions it's anchoring for his service. So if you are always being engaged in his service, so it's non-different from Krishna. So it's the same level. So that's what it's anchoring for Krishna means, you anchor for more service. Then as we say anchoring for material things, it always causes entanglement. And whereas anchoring for Krishna service, it's always liberation. And liberation means it's free from three modes of material nature. So the next section was about what's the result of those anchoring or service to the Lord. So in that I just put the same picture Balram Lila Prabhu had put. So in the verses, his Prabhupada very nicely explains. So this gives us the pictorial representation of that. Like how one anchors for more service, then the Lord himself, he gives the intelligence. And what's the verse 10.10? Tesham satadayiktanam bhajatam. So that's how we get the intelligence to continue also. And once we have lot of given intelligence, then we give up material world at some point of our death. Prabhupada mentions our death, when we give up all the desires, everything. So then we become a liberated associate of the Lord. So what's 8.5?
Antakale.
Yeah. Antakale chamameva. Smaran muktva kalevaram. So whatever we remember at the point of death, that state we attain. And what's 18.65? మన్మనాభవ మద్భక్తో మధ్యాజి మాం నమస్కరు. సో దేర్ వి కృష్ణ ప్రామిసెస్ దట్ వీ విల్ గో టు వెరీ వెరీ ఈస్ వి గో టు దట్ స్టేజ్ అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ పర్పోర్ట్ ప్రభుపాద్ ఆల్సో మెన్షన్స్ లైక్ డూ వి లూజ్ ఎనీథింగ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వీ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ అవర్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ సర్వీస్. సో ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ నెవర్ గోస్ ఇన్ వెయిన్, గాడ్ సర్వీస్ ఈస్ నెవర్ వ్యాంక్విష్ బట్ ఇంక్రీజెస్ టిల్ ఫుల్లీ మెచ్యూర్డ్. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వన్ థింగ్ ఐ ఫౌండ్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ వాస్ లైక్ అంటిల్ ఇట్స్ ఫుల్లీ మెచ్యూర్డ్ దట్ మీన్స్ దట్ స్టేజ్ ఈస్ వీ గో బ్యాక్ టు గాడెడ్, దట్స్ ద స్టేజ్. సో వీ కీప్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్ అవర్ క్రెడిట్ అండ్ ఆల్, లైక్ అవర్ స్పిరిచువల్ అకౌంట్ ఇట్ నెవర్ ఫినిషెస్. సో వీ కీప్ యాడింగ్. వెన్ వీ బికమ్ కంప్లీట్లీ ప్యూర్ దెన్ వీ కెన్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ద కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. సో దెన్ ద సెక్షన్ 25-27 ఇట్స్ నారద ఫాలోయింగ్ లార్డ్స్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ అండ్ హౌ నారద ముని వన్స్ హీ హర్డ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద లార్డ్ సో ఈ స్టార్టెడ్ ఎంగేజింగ్ ఇన్ జస్ట్ ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ చాంటింగ్. ఈ వాజ్ జస్ట్ ట్రావెలింగ్ అండ్ చాంటింగ్ అండ్ ప్రభుపాద్ మెన్షన్ లైక్ లార్డ్ కెన్ బి సీన్ అండ్ హర్డ్ బై పర్సిస్టెంట్ చాంటింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ సౌండ్. సో దట్స్ వాట్ వీఆర్ ఆల్ ట్రయింగ్ టు డూ, జస్ట్ చాంట్ ఎవ్రీ డే మహామంత్ర అండ్ హోప్ దట్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ ద లార్డ్ ఫేస్ టు ఫేస్. సో ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి డన్ అండ్ ప్రభుపాద్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ వెరీ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ అబౌట్ లైక్ హౌ వాణి లైక్ హియరింగ్ ఈజ్ సో ఇంపార్టెంట్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ ఫర్ అస్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్ అబౌట్ హియరింగ్. Then also the Narada Muni explains like how, what he did, how he followed, what he, like what all instructions he followed. Basically he went on chanting continuously. Then about he says I didn't add any material gain and your sambal and all. So Prabhupada mentioned the Narada Muni, he represents a devotee's life in a nutshell. So these are the points I got, like how Narada Muni was seriously chanting the holy name. So these are all the application points for us. And no desire for material gain and always being humble and non-envious and we should have a single desire to go back to Godhead. And also the main thing Narada Muni was doing was he was distributing the message for others' welfare. So this is like Prabhupada says, it's like a nutshell. And also the next verse, it's about like how when we are fully absorbed in like thoughts of devotional service, that helps us cleaning all our material thoughts and anchorings. So I think that's 1.28 and 27. Yeah, so in Prabhupada mentions that how when we are always engaged in like thoughts of about Krishna, so all the small things, and I'm pretty sure like all of us we are going through that, even the small things between devotees or even with your co-workers or something, like a small fine petty things, we can easily clear, like get over all those things. So this is like a higher taste. So that's what it means, like how material dirts or anchorings. So then it's about how the verse 28 about is Narada Muni getting a spiritual body. And in this verse 28, Prabhupada very clearly like he defines about like material body and spiritual body. And in this he mentions about transcendental body, how it is like Sachidananda Vigraha. And also the material body is free from reactions of rooty activities. And transcendental body is always invested with eternity, freedom from material modes and reactions of rooty activities. And Rasika Mataji, because I didn't really prepare well, so in any of the points, if you think it's important, you can just add into that points, because this is for your section. And also, Prabhupada says, like how devotee's body, even in being in the material body, just following the devotional service, that gets transferred to, it's on the same, like a transcendental, it becomes transcendental body, because that's how powerful that devotional service is. So even being in a material body, it transforms to spiritual body. And Prabhupada gives example of how the iron rod being in connection with the fire, it becomes the same red dot, like the quality. And also the only the devotee is exempt from such reactions. And Prabhupada here mentions about like how material people, like it's always controlled by the modes, but only the devotees are exempt from such reactions. So they don't get any reactions for because it's all devotional service. Then 29 to 32 was about Narada Muni's transcendental nature. And in this it's mentioned that Lord and his devotees belong to the same category of transcendence. So in the even the appearance and disappearance, all there are Narada Muni, it's to the same state. The how Lord comes, Narada Muni also, he comes through the same process. There's no difference this thing. So that's why it says it's say they are on the same level category of transcendence. And of course, transcendental body has no distinction of body and soul. And in this, Prabhupada mentioned how the law of karma acts. Even from a like a germ, I think he called a Gopa germ or something, until the like the Indra, we are all under the control of nature. But only the devotees, when we do perform devotional service, we don't come under the reactions.
There's a question on that, Prabhu.
Yes, Prabhu.
So it is said that Bali Maharaj is the next Indra.
Okay.
It is said in one of the lectures.
Okay, I don't. Okay.
Yeah. So if Bali Maharaj is the next Indra, Bali Maharaj had the benefit of the direct touch of the lotus feet of the Lord. He's still becoming Indra. And when then we are saying Indra is affected by these things.
Because
Indra is not affected, should not be affected.
So yeah, because they still like
Bali Maharaj, Indra should not be affected because he has direct touch of the Lord.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, that's true. Because it's a position, right? It's a position.
Like everybody who comes to that post doesn't mean
yeah,
that
it doesn't
be
they
like
get
the present Indra. No, they could be a pure devotee also.
Yeah, that's true.
That is my understanding.
Yeah.
I think when we is it right to think that this Indra is some Indra at some time?
Yeah, some this Indra.
One.
Yeah, it's
not
every
Indra.
Not maybe every Indra.
General, he's saying
that
the post, because the post
is
involves
yes.
so much of material opulence
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
all that, right?
Yeah.
And they tend to enjoy normally.
So in this, yeah, I don't know what Prabhupada is mentioning, which kalpa or something. That's what Prabhupada mentioned
yes.
in the purport.
Next 1 month.
Yeah, maybe. So maybe at that time, as we Prabhu said, maybe that Indra will be pure. He's
okay.
out of
okay.
pure goodness.
Okay.
I think that's how we can. I think.
That is from Brahma Samhita. There is a sloka, right? Yastvindra go matavindram.
Bhavatam
also. Karma. Dandam rupam palavajanam. Basically, Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma says, so from starting from one cell entity of amoeba,
mm-hmm.
Indra Gopa, all the way up to Indra, they are all bound by the karmas reaction. But one who has done devotional service to you, he is free.
So the next one was about how Narada Muni, Prabhupada calls him a liberated spaceman. Because yeah, you can travel from any planet, material or spiritual platform, unrestricted. So Prabhupada calls him a liberated spaceman, without any restrictions. And also the next point was about how Narada Muni is the prime authority on the devotional service. And he mentions, like in the purport, Prabhupada mentions how after the creation, like all of them, they came through the Lord's body. Including like Narada Muni, and he mentions about like sages Marichi and Sanatana, I think. So they all came out of the Lord's body. And only Narada Muni was the, like, he was the authority for devotional service. And he mentions Marichi was the authority for fruity work. And Sanatana and Shanaka, I think they were authority for philosophical speculation. And Prabhupada clearly mentions we all have to follow the footsteps of Narada Muni because he is the one. And he mentioned about Narada Panchat, I think one of the scriptures. Pancha Sutra, I think.
He says that Marichi cannot actually travel the same way. That.
Yeah, that's true. Sages, yeah, he mentions very clearly. The sages cannot travel as
yes.
Narada Muni. They cannot go to a lot of places like spiritual world. Yeah, only he is only because of that, because he is in the devotional service, the path of devotional, pure devotional service. Yeah. And in this, the next verse, Narada Muni says how it was gifted by Lord Krishna to Narada Muni And Prabhupada says it has same quality as of Krishna, and that's a transcendental. And one interesting point I found, like in the purport, was like how since it was gifted by Krishna, so to fulfill that obligation, so Narada Muni uses that to glorify Lord. Yes, like he has that obligation because it was gifted by Krishna, so he is fulfilling that, traveling everywhere, he is singing the glories of the Lord.
Actually, this point, Prabhupada even specifically mentioned the purport that the seven notes, Sarigama Padhi, should only be used for the glory. The only purpose of music is that.
So then the next section is about Narada Muni instructing Vyasadev. And in this, Prabhupada mentioned this was it's very interesting how. And Prabhupada mentions about like spiritual television. Like when, and he mentions how pure devotees at any point of time, they can get the darshan of the Lord. And that's because they are always engaged in the devotional service. So I thought it's very, very interesting. And we can also do that actually. Once we all become really like pure, we can also get the darshan of the Lord anytime. So it's so nice, like... Mate, you want idea? That's, I felt that's very important purport. I don't have the full context.
He says like everything in the material world is like relative, whereas in the spirit, if you take a photo of something, and the photo and the original thing is different because it's all relative. But the Lord and when the Lord appears in our heart, He is the same Lord because He's absolute. So that's why He says Lord can be in Goloka, at the same time He can be in our hearts of all the pure devotees.
Yeah.
That's possible for the Lord.
Yes, like it's like a reflection.
In
this reflection.
Television doesn't do that. It only gives the image. You know? But the Lord can be at the same time. Same.
Yeah, and I heard, I think it's Radhanath Maharaj, one of the lecture, how like any event which is happening somewhere, you can see the live, like the same show, you can see it here. So same thing, even the Lord is in spiritual world, you can reflect on our heart when we chant purely. And Prabhupada says like wherever there is pure chanting by the devotees, the Lord will be present. That's... And the next interesting point was about, Prabhupada mentioned about psychology. Like how, he said, it's a very natural for anyone. Like if someone glorifies, it's natural to feel like happy, right? That's, it's a natural. So same thing, Lord, whenever people glorify, so Lord will be more happy. So very, the purport, you should all read purport. I read once and I could put few points, but it's very nice, like how... And Prabhupada says like how, because we are all part and parcel of the Lord, so that same thing, characteristics, the psychological characteristic, we have it in ours also. That's why any one of us glorify us, we feel a little bit proud or whatever, in good or bad, we feel proud. So same Lord also, and Lord is the absolute and He is the most powerful, or He is the topmost. So He has that even more, He feels more proud, like whenever He feels, hears His glories. And Narada Muni was not doing it for his personal benefit. He was doing for the Lord's pleasure, glorifying the Lord.
So, Prabhuji, I heard another lecture, Prabhupada, you mentioned about Narada Muni was traveling.
Yeah.
So that is a Krishna pleasure to, but the Prabhupada was mentioning that Narada cursed by the Daksha and I cursed by the parents of devotees. So I'm traveling all over. Yeah. I cannot stay in one place. I have so many temples.
The parents of devotees curse Prabhupada.
So that's why I'm traveling all over the world. I can't stay. I have a place to live.
The
devotees but I can't stay more than 3 days. And I'm walking.
Prabhupada also is going. Yeah, because Prabhupada is following the footsteps of Narada Muni, traveling,
right.
He can also stay.
In fact, Prabhupada then added also after that now I want to stay at one place and complete writing the books. So you should take, as my disciples, the curse on my behalf. And let me just complete my Bhagavatam or do my book writing. Obviously, he didn't get a chance to do that today. Saying that you should take the
personal mind. And I think the next verse, I wish we had like the first, like the translation, we can easily relate with these points. Now it's kind of, even I'm not able to get the context of that particular purport. You can read, Prabhu, because this, I think 34, I think, yeah.
34, it says, it is personally experienced by me that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nations on a most suitable boat, the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead.
So
here they say, you know, that everybody has to do something, talking, willing.
Yes.
You just change the subject matter.
Yeah,
towards
that's
Krishna.
Yeah. So in that, Prabhupada mentions, like, that's a symptom of living entity, that we cannot remain silent. We have to always think, feel, or willing. Something we have to do. We cannot remain. So that's why Prabhupada mentions, like, we should change. We were, right now, we are, most of us, we are doing on the material platform. So that we have to change it, the subject matter, like put Krishna in the center, then automatically we get satisfied, fully satisfied. So now Prabhupada also says, like, we anchor, it's never getting satisfied. Only when we put Krishna in the center, then only we will get that full satisfaction. And also this is related to, I think, Prabhu, what's the next one, next context?
One can get relief from the disturbance of desire and lust. But this is not sufficient to give satisfaction to the soul. For this satisfaction is derived from devotional service to the personality of God.
So, yeah, in this purport, Prabhupada mentions about, like, different yoga systems. So in yoga, you control the senses, but when the opportunity comes, it's, they are like serpents. They take advantage of the to enjoy. So in only devotional service, because all our senses are always engaged in the like higher taste, so they cannot act independently, or they don't want to enjoy. They want to always serve. So that's the, I think that's where he compares between yoga and Ashtanga yoga or different yoga to the pure devotional service. And that's why in that he says devotional service is the foremost procedure or process to attain self-realization.
He was comparing basically with the others, like others are incomplete without bhakti. Like,
yes.
They all need bhakti.
Yeah.
But bhakti doesn't need karma.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
it can go by itself.
Yeah, he says subordinate. All others are subordinate to bhakti yoga. And he gives example of Vishwamitra in this. So even how great yogi he was, he could meditate for thousands of years. But when Menaka came, he was disturbed. So you can have comparison, like how the process.
I was listening to Gaurangu's lecture. So there he says, Vishwamitra was doing tapasya for so many years, and then when Menaka came, he didn't see. He was just hearing the
sound. Yeah.
And then he says, when the booming sound came, he didn't think of the arati bell, but he thought of immediately the sound. Immediately he thought, okay, there's somebody there.
So the next section is about Narada Muni concluding, like that it's called conclusion. So in this, the main take-home point was like how result of hearing, and in that like detachment from worldliness and attachments to Krishna. So the Narada Muni, since he heard from the sages, and when his mother passed away, so he could take that as a blessing. So it's, Prabhupada mentions that's how powerful it was, like, and that's how important it is to hear from the sages, self-realized souls. So we can take it as a benediction, or the blessing, any reversals in life, we can take it as a benediction.
Just relating that to even just our Saturday sessions that we are doing now, that we are actually hearing in association of devotees, how important is that? Because it clearly says the result of hearing only.
Yeah, just hearing. Everything starts.
It's not other thing, but the result of hearing in association of devotees causes that thing. We were very inspired.
And of course, it's a very beautiful purport. I am just taking few points, But in that, I think Prabhupada explains the whole thing about the spiritual life. How Narada Muni, when he was a small boy, he heard them. Then just by hearing, he could follow the path, next path, what he did. Like, Lord was directing him each step. When his mother passed away, he could go to the north for self-realization just by hearing. So, he, Prabhupada mentions, like, lot of, like, he gives importance about hearing. So, you all can go and read. And the next purport, in the next verse, it's mentioned about, like he compares about, like, Vedas and Upanishads. He mentions, like, they are all give indirect hints. And they never give any direct path for self-realization. Only Srimad Bhagavatam, it gives us the direct process. And the next one was Narada Muni traveling, I think, at his free will. And I think Rasika Mataji, she nicely explained last week about freedom. And in this one point was like, the freedom means for us, it's always serving, like being a servant. That's what gives us, can give us the full freedom. And that to be under the guidance of a spiritual master. And that position itself, it gives freedom, not anything else. Anything else is just a binding. Anything we think, Prabhupada mentions, like how in the material world, generally people think we are free. But we are always, somewhere or the other, we are controlled by the modes. Even the single action we do, always we get reaction, whether even in goodness we get reaction. So only when we are engaged in pure devotional service, that means we are free.
So freedom means freedom from reactions. That's the one.
In the purport,
it was said in two or three slides ago. It said actually freedom from the modes
yeah. And freedom from the reactions.
And from the reactions, he said. That
from the reactions also,
freedom.
Yeah. And he mentions like how Maya can be so powerful. So Prabhupada gave example of a hog. So even hog stays in a filthy place, like eating stool and all, but it feels happy. So we can just imagine like how powerful Maya makes think hog that it's living in a healthy, like happy life. But Prabhupada says that's all illusion. So that powerful the Maya can be.
An example of Indra becoming a hog and the Brahma comes to take him away and they say, no, my family is right.
My wife
is.
So,
very
nice.
Where is the reference to that story in the scriptures?
I don't know. Some
devotees.
Is there?
Yes, there in the Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam, it's there?
No,
it's
should be there.
It should be there. People refer. We can find out. Yeah. And the last verse, I'll just end here, then we can discuss. Then the last verse, it's. Maybe you can read the purport. Like it's a short purport, maybe. I think the last one, 38, I think that's the conclusion. Very
the translation is all glory and success to Srila Narada Muni because he glorifies the activities of the personality of Godhead and so doing he himself takes pleasure and also enlivens all the distressed souls of the universe. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Narada Muni plays on his instrument to glorify the transcendental activities of the Lord and to give relief to all miserable living entities of the universe. No one is happy here within the universe, and what is felt as happiness is Maya's illusion. The illusory energy of the Lord is so strong that even the hog who lives on filthy stool feels happy. No one can be truly happy within the material world. Srila Narada Muni, in order to enlighten the miserable inhabitants, wanders everywhere. His mission is to get them back home, back to Godhead. That is the mission of all genuine devotees of the Lord, following the footsteps of that great sage.
Haribo. Yeah, so, and Prabhupada is clearly defining the mission of even the ISKCON, like how we all have to do the same thing. I think we are done. Yeah, as I said, I'm very extremely sorry that I came to know on Thursday, I didn't know before, I forgot about the schedule. mine, it was my summary. When he sent, Prabhu sent the email, that time only I came to know it was my class. So
Prabhu was telling, Balaram was telling, oh, PowerPoint, this first picture was looks good. Then Prabhuji told, only the first PowerPoint is good, but no material inside. And I told, the material inside there is good.
So this is a good contribution to the class.
So I just want to share one thing. You know, by the inspiration of Madhavaram Prabhu, I started reading Prabhupada Lilamrita. I'm at the stage now where Prabhupada has just finished first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, first three volumes. So there, you know, that's exactly your concluding, right? So Prabhupada, you know, took so much effort to write Bhagavatam.
Unbelievable.
You know, he went through so much struggle. When you read, you'll go through that. Amazing, Prabhupada, you know. So much struggle, finally, for each canto, for each volume, he goes and, he goes and meets different people, asking donation, this thing, that thing. For the first volume, he gets donation from one Hanuman Poda, somebody. He travels so long, so far, spending all the money, and finally he gives him 4,000 rupees. But the cost is 7,000 rupees. So the publishers, they told,
you print
the book,
keep
but we only give you 100 copies. And then
for the money
it,
he gives.
And then when you give the money back, then we will